to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. Let me take your coats. Let me take your hat. Set your purse down, take your shoes off, and welcome to Sunday worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Now, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and we try to saturate this program within the Word of God, and I'm so glad to see you, so glad to spend some time with you today, and actually, we're continuing our focus today on the Father's love. Of course, Valentine's Day is this upcoming Saturday, so we're going to be focusing on our Father's love. So sit back, relax, throw another log into the fire, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the Ritz.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
In the void of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Our God.
Right, worshiping our Lord today. Thanks so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And today we're continuing our focus on our Father's love. Psalm 136, verses 1, 2, and 3 says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever." I love that. You know, more than ever, I'll tell you what, we live in a disposable culture. I mean, think for a minute about some of the things that are made to be thrown away. Razors, water bottles, lighters, paper plates, products are used, tossed, and then replaced. You know, this disposable culture, if you think about it, is also reflected in more significant ways. Many times, true commitment in relationships seem optional, to be honest with you. Marriages struggle to survive. Long-term employees are discharged just before retirement for cheaper options. But our God, though, friend, is unchanging. He has promised that His loving mercy and His love endures forever. The singer celebrates in this psalm this wonderful promise by making statements about God's wonder and his work and his character. So friend, I encourage you today to bask in the Father's love, which endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, our God and King. His love endures forever. For he is good, he is above all things. His love endures forever.
Focusing on the Father's love again here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And those of you who remember the turbulent 60s will recall seeing the word love spelled L-U-V. Do you remember that? Now, that spelling stood for the groovy kind of love that was supposed to reshape the world. And fortunately, L-U-V is now used by those who text. You know, another spelling of love has stood the test of time, G-I-V-E. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave. Love in its purest form, friend, is an action. Did you know that? See, when we give to others what is most valuable to ourselves, we prove our love. So are you looking for a great love story? Read the Gospel of John in the New Testament and discover God's love language.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Thank you. not see. Only thou art holy, and there is none beside thee. Perfect in power and love and purity. You are holy, 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 God of glory, God of grace. You are holy, 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 and you are worthy of our praise. You are holy, 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 and we bow before you now, singing holy, holy, holy.
Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you. So how is your weekend? I pray that it's a good one. I pray that it's a restful one filled with family and love. And, you know, my wife said to me the other day, you know what? I know what I'm going to get you for Valentine's Day. And it just occurred to me, I need to get my wife something for Valentine's Day. So just as a friendly reminder, it's this upcoming Saturday. Praise the Lord. So, hey, speaking of, quickly moving on, we're focusing on our Father's love. And, you know, at the beginning of the academic school year a couple of years ago, I remember reading a story about a school principal pledged to learn the names of all 600 students in her school. Now, anyone who doubted her ability or resolve could look at her track record. During the previous year, she had learned the names of 700 students, and prior to that, 400 children in a different school. Man, this woman's pretty good. Now, think of what it must have meant, think about it, though, to the students to be recognized and greeted by name. You know, the story of Zacchaeus and Jesus in Luke 19 contains a surprising element of personal recognition. As Jesus passed through the city of Jericho, a wealthy tax collector named Zacchaeus climbed a tree in order to see him. And it says that when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and he said to them, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. See, instead of ignoring Zacchaeus or saying, hey, you in the tree, Jesus called him by name. See, from that moment on, his life began to change. See, when it seems that no one knows you or cares for you or even loves you, remember Jesus. Friend, he knows us by name and longs for us to know him in a personal way. Our Father in heaven sees us through his eyes of love and cares about every detail of our life.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah. I owe it all right now to thee. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God.
See, I know my Redeemer lives. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning I see, all I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Oh, yes, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today on this Sunday, February the 8th, 2015. I'm getting used to saying that and writing that on my check, too. I'm almost there, not fully yet. So, hey, I do thank you so much for listening today. I always enjoy spending some time with you and also hearing from you as well. You can drop me an email, joey@greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Monday edition of Mark and Friends as Mark will continue the Alpha course. Hope you can join us for that. That's coming up tomorrow morning, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.